The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Three Women, Chicago's long-running hit show, is now playing at Goodman Theater. A series of related scenes, Three Women is a compelling yet humorous play about women, by women, and for everyone. The Chicago Tribune called Three Women tender, evocative, and insightful, a show none should want to miss. Performances run Tuesday through Sunday. Call Goodman Theater for reservations. The number is 443-3800. And back to Sherlock Holmes.
There he is. Good evening, Lestrade.
Hello, Mr. Holmes. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Dr. Watson.
How do you do, Lestrade?
Got anything good, gentlemen?
The biggest thing for years. Well, we have 2 hours before we need think of starting. I think we might employ it in getting some dinner, don't you?
Suits me.
And then, Lestrade, we'll take the London fog out of your throat by giving you a breath of the pure night air of Dartmoor.
Because I've never been on Dartmoor.
Well, I don't suppose you'll forget your first visit.
No.
Come along. Now, I'll lead the way along the moor path. I must ask you to walk on tiptoe and not to raise your voices. These rocks on the right will make an admirable screen.
We have to wait here?
Yes, this will be our little ambush. Get into this hole in the screen.
This helps.
Now, what else? If you've been inside the house, you know the lie of the land. Creep forward quietly and see what they're doing. For heaven's sake, don't let them know that they're watched.
All right, Holmes.
Well, Watson.
Say, we are sitting there smoking cigars. Stapleton's doing the talking.
Where's the lady?
I didn't see her.
What?
Stapleton got up at one point and went to an outhouse in the corner of the orchard. He unlocked it and went in with a curious scuffling noise.
How long was he there?
Only a minute or two, and then he went back and rejoined Sir Henry.
Mr. Holmes, it looks as if that fog is coming up from the manor.
I know, Lestrade, confound it. It's the one thing on earth I didn't bargain for.
Serious, Holmes?
Very serious indeed. It could ruin all our plans. What's the time?
Ten o'clock. Come along now.
His life depends on his coming out before the fog is over that path. If he isn't out in a few minutes, the path will be covered. We shan't be able to see our hands in front of us. Why doesn't he come?
There's the front door. He's coming now.
Shh. Quiet. Here he comes.
Shall we call to him?
No. Have your pistols ready.
Right, sir. Stopped. Has he heard something?
Every shoulder, he's terrified.
Holmes. Why don't we let him know we're here?
No, I said no. This is the moment, Watson, the supreme moment.
Quiet! The hounds! He's coming after him! But where?
Don't confound this fog! Holmes, look there! In his mouth! Dying! The thing's on fire!
Merciful God! It's something out of hell!
Watson, see to Sir Henry.
Oh, he's fainted. He'll recover, though. We were just in time.
Here's a flask of brandy.
Oh, thank you, Lestrade. Right. Here's some of this, Dennis. Steady. You're all right. Come, have a little more.
My God. What was it? In heaven's name, what was it?
Whatever it was, it's dead. We've laid the family ghost once and for all.
Look at the size of the brute.
Those dreadful flames. Even now, the moth's on fire.
And the eyes. Look at the eyes.
Oh, don't worry. It's phosphorus. Look, I've got it in my fingers now.
Phosphorus?
Yes. And a very cunning preparation of it. There's no smell to interfere with the animal's power of scent. Oh, Sir Henry, we owe you a deep apology. I was prepared for a hound, but not for such a creature as this.
You saved my life.
Having first in danger.
Watson, give me another mouthful of that brandy.
Come on, here we are. That's it.
Oh, that's better. That's better. Good. Now, you'll help me up a little.
Stand right.
Yes, thank you. What do you propose to do now?
To leave you here. You're not fit for further adventures tonight. If you wait, one or other of us will go back with you to the hall.
Right.
Now, we must finish our work. We have our case. We only want our man. Watson, Lestrade, come along. Yeah. Every moment's of importance. Till then, it's possible. As I thought, not a sign of him. He'd have heard our shots and escaped.
This door's locked.
Keep still. Listen. Did you hear that? Stand aside and be ready to rush in. I'm going to
take this lock. Oh, Mrs. Staples.
Oh, the poor wretch. Quick, Watson, help me untie and get that gag out of our minds.
Holmes. Oh, look at that whiplash on her neck. The brute.
Dear madam, sip this brandy.
Has he escaped?
He cannot escape us, madam.
Then I'm in Sir Henry.
Yes.
And the hound?
Dead.
Thank God. Oh. See how he's treating me? I hate him.
Then help us. Tell us where we can find him.
Only one place he can have fled to. The old tin mine.
Where?
On an island in the heart of the mire. That's where he kept the hound, and that's where he'll be.
But look at the fog. No one could find his way into Grimpen Mire tonight.
Yet he couldn't see the guiding wands tonight.
How do you mean that?
We planted them together to mark the pathway through the mire.
I see.
Oh, if only I could have plucked them out today. Then you'd have him at your mercy.
Well, it's no use our going after him till the fog lifts. Lestrade, will you stay on here?
Certainly, Mr. Holmes.
Watson, we must take Sir Henry back to Baskerville Hall. Mrs. Stapleton, if the weather has cleared, we will call for you tomorrow morning.
The next morning, Mrs. Stapleton guided Holmes, Lestrade, and myself to the edge of the bog. We left her standing on the firm, peaty soil and began to follow the small wands that showed the zigzagging path through the foul quagmire. Its grip clutched at our heels as we walked, as if some malignant hand were tugging us down.
We're nearly there, Watson.
Yes, here comes that, eh, Lestrade? You need a good firm London pavement every time.
Hello?
What?
Look, Watson. There's something in the mud. Just to the right there.
I mean it, don't you get caught? Look out there!
Keep your hands!
boot? Why risk your life for that, sir?
Look at the maker's name, Watson.
Yes. Myers, Toronto.
Exactly. Wasn't that worth a mud bath?
No, sir.
Sir Henry's missing boot. The one that was stolen from his London hotel. Stapleton must have used it to set the hound on his track and then thrown it away in his flight when he knew the game was up.
He got as far as here, then?
Yes. Come on, let's see what else we can learn.
But more than that, we were never destined to know. When we reached the firmer ground, we looked eagerly about us. There were many traces of Stapleton's habitation. The chain where the animal was kept, the bones that it gnawed, the remains even of Mortimer's poor little curly-haired sparrow, and the tin of luminous paint that had been used to make the hound glow with fire. But of the man himself, no sign met our eyes. If the earth told a true story, then he never reached that island of refuge. Somewhere in the foul slime of Grimpenmire, this cold and cruel-hearted man is forever buried. Towards the end of November, Sir Henry Baskerville and Dr. Mortimer were in London on the first stage of a voyage round the world to calm Sir Henry's shattered nerves. They called on us one raw and foggy afternoon, and the four of us sat and talked round a cheerful fire in our sitting room in Baker Street.
You know, Mr. Holmes, there are still one or two things about the case that puzzle me.
I'll do my best to clarify them.
Well, was Stapleton really a relative of mine?
Oh, yes, beyond all question. He was the son of Roger Baskerville, old Sir Charles's younger brother, who fled under a cloud to South America.
Ah, and Mrs. Stapleton?
She was a Costa Rican beauty by name Beryl Garcia. He stole some money, changed his name to Vandeleur, and brought her to England with him.
And was his knowledge of Lepidoptera all a pretense? He seemed such an expert.
No, that was the one true thing about him. The British Museum recognized him as an authority. Why, he even has a moth named after him. The Vandeleur.
Really?
Tell me, where on earth did he find that fearsome hound?
In London. He bought it from Ross and Mangles, the dealers in Fulham Road. He took it down by the North Devon line and walked it over the moors so as to get it home without exciting notice. But then one thing upset his plans. He had to decoy Sir Charles onto the moor at night, but his wife refused to help him. Threats and even, I'm sorry to say, blows failed to move her. So, as we know, he laid his plot with Mrs. Laura Lyons.
But did neither of these ladies suspect anything?
Probably both did. But they were both under his influence. And his main accomplice was a dumb animal who could never give him away.
Indeed.
Then your arrival on the scene, Sir Henry, brought him to London with his wife. He dared not leave her behind.
Then she sent me that note of warning.
Yes. I knew all along that it had been sent by a woman.
How could you know that?
Do you remember when I examined that piece of notepaper for watermarks?
Yes.
In doing so, I was conscious of the scent known as white jessamine. It's very necessary for the criminal expert to be able to distinguish between the 75 perfumes.
Mr. Holmes, tell me, was Mrs. Stapleton in love with her husband?
She certainly feared him. She may have loved him. The two are by no means incompatible. But on the day of the crisis, yes, she turned against him. Well, now, gentlemen, may I suggest that for the rest of the evening, we turn our thoughts into more pleasant channels.
Yes, I agree.
I have a box for Les Huguenots.
Oh.
Have you heard the Doreskes?
No, I
don't. Perhaps we can stop at Martini.
One of the most famous of the stories of Sherlock Holmes by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And now you've heard part three, you know how it ended. My name in real life is Norman Shelley. My friend Carlton Hobbs played Sherlock Holmes, and I was Dr. Watson. Felix Felton wrote the script for this production by the BBC from London. And of course, I look forward to the pleasure of your company again very soon. For more of the adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.